Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel and located in Cleveland, Ohio. We are at 12205 Griffin Avenue. You're listening to Apostle Thornton and Griffin, the pastor. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. Amen. Those of you who have come to the broadcast, this is our first broadcast in the new year. This is our first time being in the chapel in the new year, and we are thanking God. We are thanking God. We are thanking God because he allowed us to see the brand new year. Somebody didn't make it in, saints. Somebody didn't make it in. We are grateful. We are grateful that the Lord allowed us to be here because of his grace and because of his mercy. And if it had not been for him, where would we be? But, oh, I'm so glad that Jesus allowed it to be so today. So as we go before this, I want you to stop whatever you are in your land because it is because that he allowed you to have a guest, and I just thank God for that. We thank you for your love and kindness and your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you because you allow us to have another opportunity that, Lord, and ask give us all our sins. Lord, you give us another opportunity, Lord, to come to you, Lord, because you said whatever it is that you have us, that the burdens are hard, they are too hard for us to carry. Lord, the problems are going to solve. Lord, major right now. My boy in the hospital need you to stop by today. Yes, Lord, somebody don't know where they are. You can trust the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Somebody's in a coma. But oh, God, you're able to touch that mind. You're so. Oh, Jesus, we need you right now. Yes, Lord. But oh Lord, we understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to know today. We need to know today. Yes, we can show God. Your will and your word be done in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Those of you who are looking for the scriptures I'm giving you ahead of time, you can write them down. We're going to Genesis. I'm going to start. I'm going to start a little further than that, but it's the 8th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to start at the 10th verse. Then I'm going to Genesis 31 and 13, and I will give time to repeat that for those of you who are writing it down. And then I'm going to Genesis 28, I'm starting at the 10th verse, and I'm going all the way down to the 2nd verse, and then I'm going to Genesis 31 and 13. Thank you. And then finally I'm going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Finally I'm going to, hallelujah, thank you. If you pray for me, hopefully I won't be before you long to prayer, but I got to give you what thus said the Lord. Amen. Amen. Can't thank you. If you pray with me, you know, sometimes you have it written out. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 4 through 6. And while we in here, I want to play the sermon in solo. I hope that you all are able to hear it. But it's an old-fashioned, I made a vow to the Lord. And I know some of us may have heard that, remember that. Long time ago, we used to sing, I made a vow to the Lord. But my question to you today, how many of us have made a vow to the Lord? Amen? Because my topic for today is, I made a vow. The topic to the topic that says, I made a vow. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to be able to tell me if you have made a vow. Thank you, Jesus. If you're ready to talk to the Lord, because some of us need to go back, amen. And if the song don't want to play, I'm going to move on because the devil is a lie. The song went, I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. We used to sing that song. He said, I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. But I don't know, some of us may have not mean what we say. We may not say what we mean, amen? Amen? But I want you to know, if you made a vow, hey, what does that mean in this brand new year? Did you make a vow, and who did you make it to? What did you vow to do today? It says here, I'm giving you a definition of the solemn. A solemn promise to do a specific thing. This is a perfect question. We have three. A vow is a solemn promise made to God to perform or to abstain from performing a certain thing. A vow is that of Jacob. That's where we get the Genesis from, and that's according to the Smith Bible Dictionary. So I know each of you know that we do things every New Year. Some of us get there and we examine ourselves and we're thinking about how and what we can do to make ourselves better humans and better people. Amen. But in the beginning of each year, people make promises. And according to Wikipedia, a New Year's resolution is a tradition most commonly common in the Western Hemisphere, but also found in the Eastern Hemisphere. It is which a person makes a promise to do an act of self. Notice here what it is, self-improvement, or something slightly nice, such as open doors for people, beginning from New Year's Day. Now, I know that says it's about self, amen? It's a promise to do something to improve yourself here in the natural. It's nothing about improving. We want to improve ourselves. But I'm here today to ask you a question. Have you, the question I'm asking you, it makes much thought. Have you really looked at what's going on in your life and thought about in this year, 2016, if I live to see it, these are the things I want to accomplish. Did you make any promises to yourself for 2016 after you had the examination? Oh, I know somebody hear me out in radio land. Then I want to ask this question for you to ponder. Has the Lord been talking to you about something in your life? Thank you, Jesus. He didn't say have yourself been talking to yourself about something in your life. I'm asking the question, has the Lord been talking to you about something in your life? Has he revealed something which caused you to have a spiritual examination of your life? Oh, you don't understand. You know, we do a lot of self-examination sometimes when we want to go there. But when it comes down to the Lord speaking to us, you know, sometimes we don't want to go there because we don't want to hear. Amen? Sometimes we are in difficult situations and we are not trying to hear what the Lord has to say because that might not be in our own plans. Amen? But the question is, has the Lord been talking to you? Have you heard from the Lord for things for you concerning 2016? That's the question I want to ask, because in this time that we're in, it's time to be asking these questions, amen? The other thing as we go through these things, examine ourselves, as you know, God has come. But do we want to hear that, to see that revelation? Because we see that God came to Jacob and he gave him a revelation. Amen? Think about that. God came to him and he visited with him because he was needed to tell him something. And in the 11th verse it says, he laid upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took all the stones of the place and put them for his pillows, and he laid down that place. And he came, and behold, was to reach heaven. What kind of level that must be. Amen. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, God of Isaac, and the land wherein thou liest, to the thee will I give it, and thy seed. It said, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And think about that, that he was talking about to him and reminding him who he was. Amen. Because sometimes we need to be able to have a reminder who God is. Amen. And said, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread to the west, and spread to the east, and spread to the north, and spread to the south. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, whether thou goest, and I will bring thee again until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Amen. Now the Lord sitting up have talked to him, have revealed things to him, have reminded him who he was. We are in him. Sometimes we have seen to forgotten why we have been chosen. So it's why we in a particular location. Sometimes we have to see and understand what we are in. Then there's a time we have to understand what's in store for us. Amen. We can't get there on our own. We can't always figure it out because, you know, our plans are different from the Lord's plans. And it's a revelation for what's to come in a brand new time. And all of this is all in him. Because I want you to know, saints of God, if you are in the same place, it's a problem, amen? If you can't see that you're going higher, higher, and deeper, deeper, you're just stagnant, then there's a problem. Every year, every round, we sing that song, every round goes higher. You're not seeking the Lord. What is planned for you are, then there is a problem, and it's time to take inventory of yourself. Amen. Said, knowing that you have heard from the Lord, yet we are afraid. Some of us know the Lord is talking to us, and we hear and want to talk, and we understand, and we recognize the Lord's voice, but then we have a problem because we are afraid. In this, the 28th verse, chapter 16 verse, says, and Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid. He was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is the gate of heaven. Now think about that. It was a beautiful place. But then when he thought about what had happened, what the Lord had revealed to him, see, he didn't understand where he was. He didn't understand the ground that he had been in. He didn't understand that when he got there, the Lord would come and show himself and let him know, you need to know that I am your God. You need to know that there's a plan for you. You need to understand. Chances, amen. We get afraid oftentimes because the Lord is speaking directly to us. We don't mind it if the preacher speaks to us. We don't mind if a song speaks to us. But when the Lord wants to start talking directly to us, we must get afraid. Lord, you're talking to me. What are you saying? Talk to me. Get afraid, amen. We get afraid oftentimes because of a revelation from the Lord, then because God will cause changes in our daily life or in our life. You know, people are afraid of change. They don't like change, amen? As long as we're doing the same old, get along with the same old, get along, it's okay. But you come in with a change, oh, it's a problem, amen? Be it naturally, but surely if it's spiritual, it's a problem because now you're going to do something. And I don't know if you're going to do it to me or now if you're involved in somebody else. Lord, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? We begin to get questions and ask questions because we are afraid of what could happen. Some of us get afraid because we can feel the presence of the Lord, yet we don't want to yield to his presence. Amen. It's okay when the spirit is high and maybe that we get a little touch, but we don't want to go ahead and let the Lord have his way in our life because we're just afraid to go there. The devil wants to put that fear into our lives. So if we yield to his presence, his anointing, because I'm just afraid of what might happen. That's the trick of the enemy, wants you to be afraid. Amen? Some of us don't want to yield to the call that's upon our life because then we would have to give up something. But, oh, thank you, Jesus. We understand that God has called us into whatever he has called you to do. But you don't want to go there. That means that got turned down the plate. That would mean that I got to get down now on my bended knees. That would mean that I would have to let go. To the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, mercy, God. That I used to be. That I'm not the student. I begin to seek because I want to go deeper. I begin to seek him because I understand that one day, I got to give it up. One day, I got to be not afraid. Be not afraid because if God I'll be with you always, no matter what you're going through. I am your God. I am in control. All you got to do is let go and let God have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But we don't want to go there. We don't want to go to that place. Some of us know when we feel the presence of the Lord in the service. But you know what? But behave to your motives. We don't want not to be a member there. We don't want to be a member where we can feel the presence of the Lord moving, that we can walk in and feel the Lord. When we can walk in and feel God moving among the saints, we are seeking position and perceived power. But I want you to know what you ought to be is and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anywhere that the anointing is, anywhere that people are being delivered, anywhere that is healing, anywhere that the Spirit of the Lord is, and the people rejoice. Yes, that's what we want to be, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Because it's only about Christ. Nothing else matters. And the top of our list ought to be going out and saving souls. Yes, Lord, we ought to be in a position that we can help somebody. Let somebody know in this dying world, Jesus says, how do you know? Because he picked me up one day. He turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. He delivered me. So glad that I am saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to let the backslidden know. Hey, thank you. Hey, but see, you can be in a backslidden spirit. But you got to let someone know place. You don't have to stay there. How do I know? Because one day I was in backsliding condition. One day I was not where I was supposed to be. One day I was not doing the things pleasing to God. But oh, one day the Spirit of the Lord answered the saints of God's prayer. The Spirit of the Lord said, enough. I'm going to send the Spirit which restores. I'm going to send the Spirit which restores. Yes, Lord, it's not about being reclaimed. God never lost control of you. It's about you being in that condition. You don't understand it. You can come on out and come back to the Lord. Prayed, because that's the enemy. When you know, when you know what is known, what you know, what the Lord has done for you in your past, when you have been saved, sanctified, Holy Spirit, it's not that you don't know. You know what it did for you, but somehow, through some way, the devil came in and he tricked you like he took me there. I said, I don't want to serve the Lord no more. But see, God is depending on you. But the prayer for the somebody, that's a prayer. All you have to do is try out in the box. And make a new reach out in the new year. That God has a new year. Reach out and make a vow to the Lord. Make a vow to the Lord. And this time, Lord, I'm not mistaken back. This time, Lord, I'm going to run on and see what it is. Because you are my Jehovah Jireh. You are the God. You are Alpha and Omega. There is no God. There is no God in you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you just touch, if you just try him, just like Jacob dreamed about the ladder coming down from heaven, and it touched the ground, and God talked to him. If you want the Lord, if you just seek him, you can find him. He'll talk to you. He'll bring you out. The question is, are you willing to make father to the Lord? Are you willing to yield to his calling? When Jesus is calling, when you feel the